Space-time. Matter and energy are warping space. There is temporal distortion and spatial distortion. Get rabbit. A man named Riemann invented the mathematics for curved space. It took him 11 years. His formula is expressed GUV equals RMV. Crazy near a black hole. If you were to draw a cat in a highly curved space, time, he might look like this. The ear would be yesterday's ear, and tomorrow's paw, and next week's eyeball. Oh. just in a terrible car accident. They were on their way to Auntie's house in Vermont. The Jaguar hit a patch of ice, and the car started to spin. There were two cars in the other lane. Daddy was in the death seat. Mommy blacked out on impact with the other car. When she came to, she was looking up at the sky. She thought, why am I looking up at the sky? She looked over at Daddy. He was unconscious with an enormous gash in his head. The ear would be yesterday's ear, and tomorrow's paw, and next week's eyeball. The curvature of the cat would be equal to the energy density tensor. Imaginary numbers are useful in describing the situation, because in a high density area, time will be going backward.
Thank you.
It's a whole world government. You'd be shocked at the people on the list. I'd say 20% of them are banks. Argentine bank, Swiss bank. Kissinger's a member, Clinton's not. But Jimmy Carter is. It's the whole white European power structure. What if something happens? And I'm brave as only a person who has survived three holdups can be. I'm brave as only a person who would love to die can be. Still, if someone kills me right now... be a little inconvenient. So we're getting started. So I walk boldly up 10th Street, feigning courage. It's dark and strangely quiet. Where are the yuppie shitheads who are always buying drugs on this street? No one's around. 10th Street is deserted. I see a green truck. I stop down 10th Street. My hands are full. I stupidly came out without my gun. I see someone in the shadows across from my building. A beautiful black boy in a ski hat and a parka. He whistles. I realize his lookout is standing in the doorway across the street. Oh, shit. I'm in the middle of a trap. The switchblade comes out. Click. Fuck. I open my mouth, and I start to sing.
Oh,
My key is in the door. Miraculously, it is the right key. It turns, and the door closes behind me.
Thank you.
See, my parents had four girls. I always tried to be the son they never had. I was a pathetic son. I remember looking at Daddy's muscular young body and thinking that is how I want to look. That is how I want to look. I spent every day building up my strength. I could climb a rope just using my arms. I trained myself religiously. Every day, 20 chin-ups. I was fearless. I could swear like a guy. Fuck! I could drink like a guy. I loved naked girls. I was mean. I was bad. I was brave. And all my friends were boys. My father was nice to me. Till I turned into a girl. That's okay. I understand. Try something. I read in a book that the way to turn men on is to act as if you're not interested. So I lay on the bed. He said, "You're beautiful. You're so beautiful."
Thank you. Thank you.
Another chance. Give me another big moment. Give me another black box radiation emission radio moment. July 4th, 12 billion AD. It's my birthday. And I want to hold hands with a bomb. Light me up. I want to sing. I embark in San Francisco. I hide her thoughts in an envelope and press new scents into pointed yellow leaves.
Thank you.
darkness is rising in my arms. I tried to salt the genius peacock tail, the eyes, and the nose, and the dung, and the cage, and the cruelty, and the memory is too strong, and the earth has turned, and I cannot undo the turning. There's a silence in the mirror. The void works me over like a thug. And I'm finally sinking. Eddie just got his third heart transplant. He paid $100,000 for the heart. It belonged to a 28-year-old who was killed. Yikes. I'm crazy about Eddie. I was waiting for Sid to show up at the club. I like Sid. Sid was the one who brought me to the Everglades. We walked in the alligator-infested water in hip boots, and Sid had a gun. And we walked slowly.
Slowly. Slowly.
In the lovely. Sensual. Wild mud. It was fucking exciting. And I was so scared, I got a sexual thrill. The trees were all shapes of poetry and loneliness around us. And from the thorns bloomed tiny rare orchids, mauve like labaya, moist and beckoning, waiting to sex the many insects that fly through and live in the mist, warm, damp. Swamp. Big Sid. 6'5". He seemed so sexy with his gun. I was really, really scared out of my mind. The alligators have brains the size of a walnut, and their jaws have 500 pounds of force. Sid's friend Lisa was there, so I sat next down to Sid. And the next thing I knew, Lisa sat in my lap. I guessed her weight. 100 pounds. You know I love little girls.
Thank you. Thank you. Tubular Chair, Mark Feldman.